Mother Teresa once wrote that we need to find God, but he cannot be found in noise and restlessness. God is the friend of silence. Even see how in nature, trees, flowers, and grass, they all grow in silence. See the stars, the moon, and the sun, how they all move in silence. We need silence for God to touch our soul. God wrote the gospel not in the Bible alone, but all of his creation. The gospel can be discovered in the trees and the flowers, every sunrise, each sunset, and in the blanket of stars overhead. But when was the last time you sat and looked at the stars? I pray this meditation from Genesis chapter 15 will encourage you to pause along the way for creation to remind you of the Creator, for the stars in the sky to tell you of eternity, the blanket of lights to inspire you to praise Elohim with awe-inspired reverence. So to begin your time of meditation, find yourself conceding to this holy time and place. Imagine laying beneath the stars of heaven. Allow your breathing to settle and your eyes to close without effort. And start to become mindful of the eternal presence in creation of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue on in this time of mindfulness by listening and replying to this passage from Hebrews chapter 11. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, may all of your creation draw me closer to you. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. So Lord God, may all of your creation draw me closer to you. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists. So, Lord God, may all of your creation draw me closer to you. And God rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. So, Lord God, may all of your creation draw me closer to you. Spend another moment now being aware of the starlight. Imagine counting them overhead, each a reminder of the vastness of God and his creation. Continue for a moment longer to take note of how humbled you feel lying beneath the stars, nothing between you and the heavens. Now another moment to see beyond the stars into the inky darkness. God is present in the light and the dark matter. So look for him there now. Now push your focus through the beauty of creation to the source of creation. Move past creation to center on the Creator. Center not on the starlight, but on Elohim, the Creator of light. Center on your praise and awe-inspired reverence of his teaching. Softly whisper, Lord God, may all of your creation draw me closer to you. Allow the word creation to become your centering prayer. Center to on your breathing. Bring attention to your breath. Don't try to control the pace. Just notice how each breath is unique. Each breath brings something new. Each quick inhale brings lightness. And each slow exhale releases darkness. As you inhale and exhale, be reminded of God's presence in and around you, abiding in you. Everywhere you look, encounter Him. Relax here for another moment. Breathing and contemplating on the presence of God. Your thoughts will drift, and that's fine. Rather than judging yourself, celebrate the drifting as a reminder to center back on your breathing as you silently whisper, Lord God, may all of your creation draw me closer to you. Let this be your continuing praise and prayer. Now in continued silent contemplation, reflect on the first of three scripture readings of Genesis chapter 15 verse 6, starting with the Amplified Bible. Imagine Moses here, sharing this passage with you personally, from his time to your present moments to remember. My dear friend, remember how the Lord brought Abram outside and said to him, Look now toward the heavens and count the stars if you're able to count them. And how he said to him, So shall your descendants be. Remember that then Abram believed in the Lord and he counted it to him as righteousness. Which words in that passage spoke to you? Well, listen once more for how your heart and your mind and your soul are moved by this passage. The Lord brought Abram outside his tent into the night and said, Look now toward the heavens and count the stars if you're able to count them. Then he said to him, So numerous shall your descendants be. Then Abram believed in the Lord and he credited to him as righteousness, doing right in regard to God and man. What deeper meaning did you hear? May the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New King James Version. And behold, the word of the Lord came to Abram, saying, "This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward heaven, and count the stars if you're able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And Abram believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. What became more clear after listening again? Let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words settle on you like starlight, encasing you as you listen once again, now from the Christian Standard Bible. Then the Lord said to him, "No, your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir." Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, "Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have." And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what is your next step towards God? This time is now yours as a gift of prayer. He is in and around you, so take a minute now to approach him in your way and in your words. While resting in imaginative contemplation, recall the beginning when God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. Take a minute and ponder the galaxies of stars. That is, all the amazing wonders in the heavens created by his hand. Take this minute to count them as Abram tried, and fall into reverent awe as God uses his creation to draw you closer to himself. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of God's creation in and around you, celebrating your Creator with awe-inspired reverence. And as you encounter the Creator, be aware of how His creation draws you close. And be aware, too, of another soul you may meet along the path that desires that same closeness to God. How might God use you to help another kneel in awe? Consider that as I offer you this prayer of benediction to remember how God used the stars to bring faith to Abram, how creation was used to remind Abram of the vastness of God. May creation bring you to awe-inspired reverence for Christ, the awareness of the Holy Spirit, and be reminded of the ever-presence of God. And whether at first light, last light, or the countless moments in between, whisper, Lord God, may all of your creation draw me closer to you, your Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.